The opioid epidemic's effects are obvious throughout our region and country, but one neighborhood in Rochester has been hit especially hard. As part of a special series this week looking at the ripple effects of the epidemic, reporter Tiana Magnon has this look at how North Clinton Avenue residents are fighting to reclaim La Avenida.
The Father Tracy Health and Wellness Center is small. There's only enough space for two chairs and a domino set in the entrance. And there are just two rooms in the back, one of which always has a cup of hot coffee waiting.
This is a true example of self-help.
That's Rudy Rivera of Action for a Better Community. He opened the center with the help of other agencies late last year. It's located on North Clinton Avenue, or La Avenida, as the neighborhood's predominantly Puerto Rican residents call it. La Avenida is also ground zero for the opioid epidemic in the area. Drugs are sold openly here, and users head to abandoned homes to shoot up. The center connects people struggling with addiction to treatment options. Beyond that, the center also provides for some basic needs, including free clothing and feminine hygiene products.
It's not just about heroin. It's about the total health and wellness and condition of the avenue in and of itself. So we, the center, are an extension of an effort to create healthiness and wellness in the community that we hope then will touch people and give them a chance to say, you know what, no más.
No más means no more in Spanish, and it encompasses the spirit of the neighborhood as residents and community organizations band together to clean up, reclaim, and empower the area. But that's complicated by the fact that many of the users don't call La Avenida home.
What we're trying to do is take ownership over the situation, but we can't do it alone because many of those who migrate to Clinton Avenue, unfortunately, are coming from the suburbs and they're not residents of the local community. And thus, they tear down the fabric of the community because we're nothing more than a place for them to go acquire and secure their needs.
Captain John Corbelli of the Rochester Police Department leads the North Clinton section. He says Clinton is a popular drug buying spot because it's well known and easily accessible. He says the police department has been looking at vehicle registrations to see where buyers are coming from.
And they found out that people were coming really not just from Rochester and Monroe County and surrounding counties, but also on a very large regional area. People were coming from the Finger Lakes region, from the southern tier.
Corbelli says the police department is trying to make drugs less accessible by going after the people who sell them. But he says that we shouldn't rely on the criminal justice system to end the opioid epidemic.
We all know that we're never going to arrest our way out of this problem. There are many victims to this epidemic, such as users, families, and also neighborhoods.
He believes the community must be central in any real solution, and the Father Tracy Center is trying to be part of that solution. Tiana Magnon, WXXI News.